Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Masech Sanhedrin. We are up to Parak Yud, Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes through the next pasuk about an irani dachash. It says you should take all of the stuff from the city and bring it to the town square. Remain ruchov. If there is no town square, osel la ruchov. They have to build the town square. If the town square was outside of that city, they have to bring the town square into the walls of the city. Meaning, you got to reorganize the walls of the city to now be inclusive of the town square. V'sarafta ve'isha siyavas kol shalala kalil Hashem lokecha. The pasuk continues and it says that we burn it all up. Shalala v'lo shalal shamayim. Shalala implies, but not any shalal shamayim. What does that mean? Mikan amru hekdesha shabayipadu, that any hekdesh that is in that town should be niftes utrumos yirkavu, and any truma that's in that town is left out to rot because they're too afraid, because they're too kadosh to possibly to for us to burn them. You're not allowed to burn them. Ma'aser sheni v'kisvei hakodesh yiganezu, and if it's ma'aser sheni or kisvei hakodesh, then you got to be put them into shemus because that's also something that's too holy to be burnt. Kalil Hashem elokecha. Pasuk says you're supposed to burn a kalil completely. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Imatamosin din b'irani dachas. If you do what you're supposed to do with b'irani dachas, malani aleichem kilu atem malan ola kalil lefanai. I will view it as if you bring the type of carbon that gets completely burnt on the Mizbeach, namely a carbon ola. Then the Pasuk says, Vaisetel olam lo tibane od, that it should just remain a mound of ash. Lo tasa afilu ginos or pardesim. It should never be rebuilt. You're never even allowed to make ginos or pardesim. You're not allowed to make gardens or orchards there. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo tibane od, the kamosha hisa eina nivnis, avanasis higinos or pardesim. No, it just means that you're not allowed to rebuild it to the way it was, but you want to make ginos or pardesim, that's perfectly fine. And you're not allowed to keep anything from that which is part of that irani dachash. She calls mancha rasham ba'olam. That tells us that as long as there are rasham in the world, charonaf ba'olam, then Hashem's anger is in the world. Avdu rasham in olam, when the rasham are gone from the world, nistalik charonaf min olam, then Hashem's anger is also gone from the world. Now we move on to Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and obviously we know that. And the Gemara Perek Yud is really Perek Yud Aleph, and Perek Yud Aleph is really Perek Yud, right? Perek Chelek appears as the last Perek in Masech Sanhedrin in the Gemara, but over here we have Perek Yud Aleph, Elu Hina Nechnakin. So Elu Hina Nechnakin, the following people are Chayv Chenek. Hamaka of the Imo, someone who strikes his father or mother. Vigonev Nef Mishra, someone who kidnaps a Jew. Vizakin Mamre Alpi Bezin, someone who became a Zakin Mamre to the Bezin HaGadol. Nevi'a Sheker. And a Navi Sheker, someone who's a false Navi, Vamis Navi B'Shem Avodah Zarah, someone who says over a Navua in the name of an Avodah Zarah, V'Habal Eshashish, someone who sleeps with a married woman, V'Zomme Bas Kohen, someone who's a Zomme about testifying about a Bas Kohen having slept with another man other than her husband, Uboela, and someone who's an Eid Zomim about the Boel of a Bas Kohen. So now we go through one by one. Hamaka of Vimo, Enu Chayv Atshiasa Ben Chabura. Someone is only going to be Chayv Chenek for being Maka of Vimo if he actually leaves a mark, he leaves a wound on them. Zechomer bimakalil mi bimaka. And in this sense, Mekalil is more chomer than Maka. Shamakalil achar misa Chayv. Someone who curses his parents even after they're dead is going to be Chayv. Hamaka achar misa Potter. But someone who strikes his parents after they're dead is going to be Potter because he can't wound someone who's already dead. Hagonev nefesh Mishrael, kidnapping, enu chayv atshiach nisan l'rushuso. You know, you'll be chayv if you bring him into your rishus. Rabbi Yehuda omer, atshiach nisan l'rushuso v'yishtamish bo. It has to be more than that. You bring him into your rishus and you start using him as like a servant. Shenemar v'samer bo u'macharo, because it says v'samer bo, that you use him and you sell him, then you're in violation of kidnapping to the fullest extent. Hagonev espino, if someone kidnaps his own child, Rabbi Shmuel ben Asher b'roch me'brokem v'chayv v'cham potrin, that's a machlok whether he's chayiv, chenek, or pater, when it's his own child that he had kidnapped. Ganav misha chatziyav v'chatziyav ben chorin, if he kidnapped someone who's a chatziyav v'chatziyav ben chorin, Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv v'cham potrin. That too is a machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda says he's chayiv, and the Cham say that he's pater. It's based on the drasha from the pasuk, because that's what Bar Tanur explains, because it says me'achiv mi b'nei Yisrael, me'achiv l'mutei avadim mi b'nei Yisrael, and ikasa b'nei Yisrael have matin mishchatziyav v'chatziyav ben chorin. Hashduch siv mi b'nei Yisrael. Tachrina, Ve'imi Rachamiyot El Rabba. So it's a double miyot in the pasuk, and I would have been Mema'it, Chatzia V'Chatzia Ben Chorin, but the double miyot tells me to include a Chatzia V'Chatzia Ben Chorin. V'Rabbanan Savri, Me'achiv Lav L'Mutei Avadim, Da'achim Him B'Mitzvos, that it does not come to preclude Avadim, because when it says Me'achiv, because they are your brothers in Mitzvos, because they're also Chayv Mitzvos, El B'nei Yisrael L'Mutei Avadim. B'nei Yisrael comes to exclude Avadim. Mi B'nei Yisrael is a miyot that excludes Chatzia V'Chatzia Ben Chorin, and therefore they remain excluded because there is no miyot achar miyot. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah in Parachelek, we said that the Erni Dachas has to be brought to a town square, so you got to make sure there is a town square and that it's located in the city. They burn everything, and things that are holy cannot be burnt. And we said that if you judge an Erni Dachas appropriately, it's considered as if you brought a Karban Ola, and then we had a Machlokas Tanaim, whether you're allowed to rebuild Ginosu Pardesim in the Erni Dachas. You're not allowed to rebuild anything at all, or you're just not allowed to rebuild it to the way that it was. And then in the first Mishnah in the 11th parak, we gave a list of all the people who are Chayv Chenek, and then we started elaborating that someone who is a Maka of V'imo is only Chayv Chenek if he makes a wound, and in that sense he cannot be in violation of Maka of V'imo after of V'imo are no longer alive, while he can be in violation of Mekalil of V'imo after of V'imo are no longer alive. And then we went through some of the dinim of kidnapping, that it's machlokas tanaim whether you're already chayiv just for bringing the person into your rishus or only once you start using him. If you kidnap your own son, it is a machlokas tanaim whether you're chayiv. If you kidnap a chatziav l'chatzi ben chorin, it is a further machlokas tanaim whether you are chayiv. As Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis.